Bahraini police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse protesters gathering outside the house of Shia cleric Ayatollah Sheikh Isa Qasim. The demonstrators in the village of Diraz were protesting Manama's move to revoke the cleric's citizenship earlier this week. An alliance of Kurdish and Arab fighters has entered the Daishal city of Manbij in northern Syria. The city was under siege by the US-backed alliance known as the Syrian Democratic Forces for a few weeks. Manbij connects the Turkish border to the ISIL stronghold of Raqqa. Thousands of Palestinian mourners have attended the funeral of a 15-year-old who was shot dead by Israeli troops on Tuesday. Mahmoud Badran was killed in the occupied West Bank after being mistaken for a stone thrower. Badran's family called for the soldiers involved in the shooting to be held accountable. The British pound has declined in early Asian trading as poll results are coming in for the UK's referendum on the European Union membership. Initial results from the vote counting suggest a neck-and-neck race between the Remain and the Leave camps. In the French capital Paris, police have used pepper spray to disperse demonstrators protesting against the government's proposed labor reforms. Police also arrested scores of people trying to bypass a barricade by walking into a side street in the city. A U.S. judge has acquitted Baltimore police officer Cesar Goodson of all charges in his trial for the murder of African-American Freddie Gray in 2015. Gray was arrested for running away from police officers. He died a week later after sustaining a spinal injury while in the back of a police van. U.S. President Barack Obama has condemned the country's top court ruling that blocked his immigration plan. The ruling blocks Obama's bid to spare millions of illegal immigrants from deportation. The U.S. president unveiled the plan in November 2014, but it was quickly challenged by Republicans. And the United Nations Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile test. The 15-member council said the launches were grave violations of a ban on North Korea's ballistic missile activity and demanded that Pyongyang end all its nuclear tests and ballistic missile activities.